Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us since 03. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And we knew him when he was the advocate for the Small Business Administration. That was when we first hooked up with him. He's been our good friend ever since then. Tom Sullivan, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me on. It's good to be with you this morning.
Good to have you here. So, Tom, even as we speak, the $1.9 million reconciliation bill that includes some stuff for the pandemic relief but mostly money for a bunch of other stuff is on its way from the House, the final bill from the House over to the White House for the president to sign this week. And I'd like for you to give us a report on where the U.S. Chamber stands on this bill.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'd like to actually talk with your listeners on three things related to the $1.9 trillion stimulus. The first is how critical we were that that Congress did not work together to try to negotiate a targeted and temporary stimulus for the businesses that needed it the most.
Yeah.
The second thing that I'd like to talk about is that small businesses actually do pretty well under this legislation. And then lastly, just talk about what the U.S. Chamber is doing and with all of our chamber partners around the country to get past some frustration about what passed into law and get information that they can use to actually help their own businesses.
Well, let's take that first point. Tell us about that. Go ahead.
Well, what we saw between August and December in particular is that good policy presupposes the fact that Republicans and Democrats are supposed to work together, come up with compromise, and then deliver for the American people. And it was very frustrating to see this stimulus package be a partisan exercise in the Senate to lead to passage, because they know that when that happens, many times it is divisive instead of inclusive. And so
voted for the $1.9 trillion package in the House or the Senate, not a single Republican.
And so that certainly has been frustrating. Then when we get into the substance, what we saw was that hidden within the $1.9 trillion stimulus were a number of priorities that went beyond just helping our country get past COVID.
Right.
And that was troubling. And so, our drumbeat...
Including bailouts for states like Illinois and California, right?
Right. And our drumbeat has been that relief has got to be targeted and temporary. And we say targeted, that's actually where one of the positives that comes out of the stimulus is. Jim, you and I both know that restaurants have been the hardest hit.
Right.
I mean, it just rips your heart out.
Yep.
And to the extent that part of the stimulus gets a $28 billion bailout for restaurants actually is a positive thing. We're a little bit upset that it took so long, but we're going to be working tirelessly to make sure that restaurants that have been closed, opened, many have been reclosed again, and are now hopefully permanently opening, we're hoping that this money allow them to survive, and we're going to be doing everything possible to get that information out to restaurant owners so that they can take advantage
of
the aid.
How long will it take? Once the president signs this bill, how long will it take that money to get to that sector?
You know, Jim, that's unfortunate. That's the toughest. That is the toughest question. You always ask the toughest question because it takes too long.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's positive, we've already seen Democratic senators saying that they're going to be putting enormous pressure on SBA to get that money out to restaurants.
Right.
But the simple answer is it takes too long. And we're going to be doing everything possible to push forward to get that money to restaurant owners.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. We're going to come back after the break and talk about the $15 minimum wage that did not make it in the bill. Thank goodness. And maybe thanks to the U.S. Chamber. I'm Jim Bison.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.